Okay, hello. Are we on the air? Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Off-Broadway. Off-Broadway on www.coachatsix.com.
What's going on tonight? Who's the name of the band?
In Transmission.
Tonight we have a band from Minneapolis called In Transmission.
God, can everybody hear me?
I don't want everybody to be able to hear me talking. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, turn it down a wee bit. Okay, anyway, tonight is End Transmission from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're going to play some rock music for everybody.
You will notice that we dispensed with the orange lounge chair.
I know. What happened?
I was fucking lazy.
You were lazy. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
No,
to me.
I was fucking lazy.
Fucking lazy. You can say that on the internet.
You know, if it was NPR, we could say that anywhere.
You can say it on NPR?
NPR says fuck all the time.
You know, I think I have heard swears on there.
Selected shorts. All kinds
of
stuff.
Oh, actually, yeah. Today I heard swearing on there.
See?
Because they did a little story about a guy who, a homeless man who basically went, when it came springtime, he got out of jail, and when it was winter, he'd get thrown in jail.
Isn't that kind of like that O. Henry story?
Huh? O. Henry? I don't know.
About the vagrant who needs to go into jail because it's getting to be winter, and he tries everything, and he like smashes a store window, and because it's Christmas.
Oh, okay, well, anyway, this
Wait,
is...
They don't throw him in, and then finally he decides to go on with his life and do something good, and he's standing around thinking about what he can do.
Okay.
And the cops come and haul him off to jail for loitering.
Well, well, this guy doesn't really do it on purpose. He's more like... I don't know. He's an alcoholic who, you know, ends up disturbing his police or something. Public drunkenness and stuff like that. He doesn't really get arrested for anything that big of a deal.
But he kind of has a scam going because he has free room and board all winter.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a scam because he'd like to not be in jail, according to this story. Anyway.
Where does he live?
On the street.
North or south?
Here? Oh, I don't think it has. It takes place here. I think it was like a national story.
They didn't say where he lived.
No, I can't remember. I think maybe it was like Chicago.
But you see, Chicago, that'd make a difference. I wouldn't want to be outside in the winter in Chicago.
Yeah.
There are a limited number of like heat vents.
Yes. So, do you know if this band In Transmission is on a record label of any sort, or do they have anything available to sell?
They do have CDs.
Okay.
I don't know if they're on a real record label or not.
Are they going to be available on the Coach and Six website? Are you going to put them in your catalog, your e-commerce empire? So what's going on Coach and Six lately? Any exciting new programs that have come to fruition?
Well, I'll tell you, we have some that are kind of in development. I guess our latest one is the demo tape derby that's on Monday nights.
Okay. Have you gotten a lot of demo tapes?
I don't know. I honestly haven't been there for it.
Ah, okay.
But it is a good forum if people want to send in their demo tapes, their 8-hour rehearsal that they did. That had like 3 minutes of good stuff on it. And it send that
you
in,
edit
or
down
if they're
the 8-hour practice tapes.
Ultimately, we will, but until we, start to max out our, our time frame.
Oh, okay.
We probably won't edit too much. Wednesdays, of course, we do have Strange Arrangements, which
they're not
it's not on
sign.
Our fancy sign. If people out there have ever listened to back when Thunder Radio existed. And what is that, 91.1?
91.1 or 9.
91.9.
Yeah.
When they were a real college radio station instead of this shit that they are now. They used to have a show on Sundays called Trout Mask Radio. And Strange Arrangements is one of the guys from Trout Mask Radio.
Okay.
DJ CIL.
DJ CIL. And
yep.
That wouldn't be Dean Syme at all.
What?
That wouldn't be Dean Syme at all. He was one of the guys that had a little bit to do with Trout Mask, I think.
No, it wouldn't be Dean.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I don't know who the other guy is. I don't know him.
I just
know Dean.
Yeah, no, he plays actually a really, really good mix of pretty unique stuff. A lot of noise, like noise, techno white noise kind of stuff that you might need a little bit of herbal help to really get into. But once you get that herbal help, it can't be beat.
You mean like ginseng?
Yeah, ginseng or what's that new stuff they keep advertising on late night TV for erections? Anorex or something?
I don't know. I haven't seen
it's Anorex.
Or maybe some St. John's wort.
Ooh.
Or
no warts.
Well, it's WORT. It means something else, I think.
Oh, huh. My bad. Ooh, wait, did I just say that?
You're bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it.
That's like, I've had like four people tell me that's like their least favorite thing in the world in like the last week.
My least favorite thing that people sometimes say is, somebody's telling you a story and they want to cut corners on it. So I told the guy to get the hell out of my way and blah, blah, blah. When people say blah, blah, blah.
See, I say yada, yada, yada.
Okay, I don't like yada, yada, yada so much either, but blah, blah, blah really annoys me. So I was, I ordered a drink at the bar and blah, blah, blah.
It's really embarrassing when somebody points it out to you.
Yeah.
Like when somebody says, you know, every time you hang up on the phone, you say, bye.
Bye.
And it's really funny because since then I make an effort not to say it.
Bye.
And I listen to lots of other people on the phone, and I'd say at least 50% of the people on the phone say, bye.
Bye. I'm going to have to remember to sign off tonight. Say,
bye.
Bye.
I used to do computer service for this lady that she'd talk to you, and instead of saying, or some other kind of stalling mechanism, she would say,
okay, that could get kind of uncomfortable. She's like, I say like, when
like,
I when
like
I
like
when she's like,
I say unless I think about it, and then I make an effort not to say anything at all.
I really don't like it when people say you know.
You know,
lot,
you know.
And especially I hate it when people say like you know. Like you know when let me think of an explanation. So like you know how when.
Oh, God.
Such and such happens to you after you've gotten drunk at the bar. You know, like you know how.
And then she went.
Yeah, and she went.
And she went like this, and I went, no way.
There were, you know, it surprised me. I was an English major in college, and
I don't think he turned it down any.
Huh?
I don't think he turned it down any.
I don't think so either.
That
anyway,
bastard.
You know how I was an English major in school, and it shocked me how my classmates and I probably, you know, had such bad like segues,
you know,
from word to word. You know, like you know.
You just said you know.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Exactly. I rest my case.
People who say you know also forget that they're saying it and then add it again.
Yeah.
And so they get double you knows.
You know,
you
know.
You know, you know. It's kind of like UPC.
I wonder if we've completely bored anybody who's listening.
I don't think anybody's listening yet. And they can skip over it in the rebroadcast.
That's true.
It's people used to say UPC, and then they said UPC code, which of course stands for Universal Product Code, code. And I actually saw a box that said UPCC. So it's a Universal Product Code.
Yeah, it's become, it's entered the lexicon.
Yes.
UPC code.
I think we could probably turn off the lights. What do you think?
I think so, too. It's kind of weirding me out.
You know, it kind of detracts from the mirror ball when there's lots of light, you know?
Yeah, I like understand what you're saying. So anyway, tonight we have N Transmission from Minneapolis and or St. Paul. They may or may not have anything to do with that city. They are here at the Moose Lodge in Fargo, North Dakota, off Broadway, on www.coachin6.com, sponsored by www.yachtzine.com and www.superasbestos.com. And that would be Yachtzine, the world's greatest indie rock website, and Super Asbestos, the world's greatest Fargo record label, except for Dart Records, which my roommate Justin operates out of his bedroom. They have a brand new Midnight Evils record out, and if you want to find out more about it, dial on your internet browser www.yachtzine.com/dart and find your way around and read about the Ain't Got Time for Love 7-inch. It's really good. It's roughly 70 degrees here in the valley, and it's a calm night. Slight breeze from the west. Actually, I have no idea where the wind is coming from. I'm just filling up time here, boring everyone to death. And Roger of Coachin' Six, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Phil. Thanks for asking.
That's good. So what? How was work today? Did you have to work?
No, I don't work on Tuesdays.
Oh, you're a lucky man.
I plan ahead.
I have to work every day of the week.
Really?
Well, except for Saturday and Sunday. So.
Oh, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your work and what you do.
I'm a technical writer. It's pretty boring. I write manuals for software, and it's not very interesting.
Do you have a degree?
I have a degree, yes.
yes.
So are N Transmission going to start?
I think we're still in the sound check phase.
Oh, the sound check.
So do you have a degree in technical writing then?
No, I got a degree in English with a general concentration in writing.
Huh.
Most of my experience is creative writing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you got to go where the work is. So you take a technical writing job.
You can't always be writing about Super Balls and bouncy balls.
That's right.
Those pauses that you're hearing are basically Phil and I taking sips from our beer.
Yeah, that's right. The show takes place at a bar, after all.
Right on, brother.
So when is Coachin' Six gonna come out with a new CD, Roger?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we did six in the first year, and this year we're totally laying back and just other things have sprouted
just
up.
Coasting.
We're coasting. We're on cruise control right now. We don't feel compelled to you know what I mean, to do anything right now. We're just waiting for.
I suppose the label literally funds itself with all the CDs you're selling from the first six, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, to get $1,000 check like that once a week is, you know, it's a big boost.
I suppose.
You know,
that
and then you add in the real money, of course, is in the merchandising, like the
you know, we probably make $10,000 a week on just T-shirt sales alone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, having your own website and all, that's got to just be automatic money.
That's the cherry on the cake.
That's the way you make $1 million in this world these days, is you get a website.
Yeah. I really need to hire an accountant to keep track of Dan, you know. It's like a little bit here and there kind of adds up, especially on the internet.
Yeah, that's right. So, plus you've got a radio station, an internet radio broadcast. That has to be, you know, a dump truck full of money every week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I'm looking over at the computer right now, and I can see there's, like, 72 people listening. And that's low for a normal night, of course. But
Well, normally it's like 72,000, isn't it?
Right.
This is going to be syndicated by whatever big radio network there is out there.
Right. Well, enough about us. Let's talk about www.yachtscene.com. And, you know, any leads on who this hacker might have been? I mean, this seems to be
idea.
The big story around town. Who hacked Yachtscene? Was Yachtscene the intended target?
Well, I don't think Yachtscene was the intended target. If it was, I have no idea what the reason for it would be. But I think it was probably just somebody trying to hack the server, actually, that we are on, as opposed to Yachtscene. And probably, since Yachtscene is a fairly off, it's like a well-visited page, they probably put their notice on Yachtscene just because they thought the most people.
I guess we're going to do a switch over here.
Well, and transmission is going to start. Enjoy, everyone.